Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
The boxers have been given their instructions. The seconds are out. The crowd is ready for another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing with your presenter, the boxing historian, Greg Rashid.
I want to say Swatty Cup to everyone out there, which means hello in Thai. This is Greg Rashid, your presenter, here live in Thailand, Bangkok, Thailand, with another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Today's event will feature a heavyweight bout between former champion Chris Bird versus Jerry Quarry, contender in the 60s and 70s, Jerry Quarry. Hope you enjoy this event as you have the other events that I have put on this program, the fantasy boxing, and we always use on this program Title Bout 2, created by Jim Trunza, a PC game that has all the boxes. Now, not boxes that are current, but all the boxes at least from 2010 on back. And I also, from time to time, will use Legends of Boxing, another PC game, and also Glory Days Boxing, which is a card game created by Lee Crooks, and I hope you enjoy the event we have today. But as we always do on this program, we do talk about what's going on in the real world boxing. And if, unless you were on SpaceX last week and you were up and out of space and just didn't hear about anything on the planet, you know there was a big event that was in Saudi Arabia. Again, heavyweight event, the main event featuring Anthony Joshua versus Francis Ngannou. And we're going to have right now what Ngannou thought about his opinions a couple of days after the event, where he actually lost by knockout in the second round. And, you know, anyone who knows boxing knows that he didn't have a chance against Joshua. I don't care what some pundits were saying, he didn't have a chance. He fought evenly against a fat, out of shape, didn't take it seriously, Tyson Fury. But Joshua, you could see he was ready. He was ready to take out Ngannou, and he did it. So let's hear what Ngannou had to say after the fight, a couple of days later, when he reflected on what had gone on in that fight and what he hopes as far as the future. So let's hear that right now on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Not only in the fight, but even leading up to that fight. That fight day, it wasn't my day. It wasn't just my day. Not to say he would have, maybe not to say the result would be different, but it wasn't my day. Like at any moment of the day that I feel like, okay, we are good here to go, you know. I remember being even in the locker trying to warm up, and then, bro, he wasn't going. I was feeling asleep. I told Eric, like, bro, something, like, I'm feeling asleep. I'm sweating, but I'm feeling asleep. But you know, I assume that's how some people that I have fought, some people that I beat have feared before. But it was basically my first time to fear that. So, yeah. So that's why I kind of like take a couple of days out. I took some time for me. Obviously, had to reflect on everything that happened to the fight. And I'm gonna start this by saying heads up to Anthony Joshua, to his team that executed their plan properly. And hats off to my team too, because they did a great job. You know, I think I was just the one that didn't execute the plan properly, and didn't feel completely present. But I was only the one that didn't show up. Let's say that, because everybody show up and did what they should be done. So I'm happy about that. No blame to anybody. All the blame here is just about me. It's the game, you know. Walking into that, we all knew it could happen. I wasn't saying it happened like that, but I always knew it could happen. So at least I was always prepared for that. But guess what? Before I get to answer some question, I just have to let you guys know that it's not over yet. Not at all. Like, we just get started. The only thing that we would miss here is time. And I think we have some good amount of time ahead of us as for right now. So, gonna take some time, you know, for myself, chill, spend time with my family, my friend, and then come back ready.
Well, Francis is saying basically he's going to fight. You know, he didn't mention anything about the MMA. I guess he's going to still be in boxing. And I have a feeling that they're going to put Francis against Deontay Wilder. I just have this sneaking feeling that's what's going to happen. And we shall see what will happen with that. But Francis Ngannou, he says he's going to hang in there. But let's hear now from Anthony Joshua after the fight and what he had to say.
Did I expect to win? I give my best. I don't like to predict anything. I'm telling you, yeah. Heavyweight boxing is a league of its own. It's a different division, so anything can happen. I just, you know, work hard, extremely hard. I think I can work a bit harder, be a bit more dedicated, but I work as hard as I can. And put the rest in God's hands, innit? And what will be, will be. And it finished early because I say that destiny's already written, innit? So if it was meant to go, then it was meant to go. If it was meant to go 10 rounds, it was meant to go 10 rounds. If I was going to win, I won. If I wasn't, I wasn't. I don't overcomplicate it. We got the job done. And you know what's the best thing? Is I can get back to the gym and build on another solid training camp. And then I can get back in the ring and do another job.
Yeah, Joshua is very serious. He is like looking at this fight as another step up. And I think, I'm going to throw another prediction out there. I think by this time next year that he's going to be heavyweight champion again. I really think that. I think he can take, I think he can beat Usyk. I think, you know, if Usyk wins the fight against Tyson Fury, I think he can beat Usyk this time. He's lost to him twice, but this is a different Anthony Joshua. Now, if Fury wins, I think he can beat Fury too easily. But we will definitely see. Now, before we get into our fantasy fight today of Chris Bird versus Jerry Corey, I also, during the same time, this last weekend, we had an announcement that Jake Paul, the former YouTuber, now boxer, is going to fight Mike Tyson. Now, I don't know if that's going to actually happen, but they're talking about this happening. And it's going to be in July in Dallas. And I know a lot of folks are very skeptical about it. I am one of them. But let's hear a little bit of what Oscar De La Hoya has to say about this fight and what he feels, especially how he feels about Tyson. So let's hear this on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Look, I'm a purist, you know. Have I been involved with these types of fights? No.
You fought the wrestling, that was more of like a...
You and Shaq?
Yeah, you fought Shaq.
You fought Shaq.
You started it, Oscar.
You started it.
You were ahead of your time.
You were ahead of your time.
Yeah, you were ahead of your time and you didn't know.
No, look, this is what I feel. Jake Paul. You say you want to be a world champion. You say you want to take this sport serious. Then take it serious. What is this? This is not a popularity contest. I'm actually praising Jake Paul here to take this serious because I really truly feel if he fights the right fights and takes the right path to that world title, he can actually get there. I'm not sure, because it's up to him if he can win it, but he can get there. But he's not going to get there through Mike Tyson. He's not going to, I mean, he's going to make a shitload of money. He's going to gain more popularity on Mike Tyson's expense. Do I like it? No, because I love Mike Tyson.
He's a cruiserweight, Jake Paul. Would you give him a title shot against Zurda wins that title shot?
Not now. Not today, because he hasn't earned it. You know, so it's we have to keep it into perspective here. This is entertainment, I guess. This is a fight that is going to do great business all over the world. More power to them. But last time I heard, Jake Paul was very serious about this sport. All I'm saying is, yeah, make your money, but also take the sport serious.
And that's the whole thing. Take the sport seriously. Take boxing seriously. It's no joke. You know, I always talk about the fact that once you get in that ring, you get in that squared circle. It's no joke. You know, there's nothing, you know, levity, humor, anything about it. It's serious. And Jake Paul said he wants to be a serious fighter. And I give him credit for at least getting in there on the one hand. But for him being a champion, I can't see that. I can't see that. And, you know, if this fight comes about and Tyson, you know, he does fight Tyson, I wish him all the luck in the world. As far as Tyson, hope he gets all the money that he can. But the fact is that it's all about clicks. It's all about that. It's all about, you know, how many people will look at it. And they're already buzzing about this fight when it was announced during the fight in Saudi Arabia. And that was, you know, I mean, that was the plan. You know, you got an audience there in Saudi Arabia and all around the world looking at Joshua and Ngannou in the main event in the fight last week. But perfect time, perfect timing. So we'll announce this fight now and we'll see what happens. So I can understand that. You know, the thing about Jake Paul, he is a, you know, he's a salesperson. That's what he is. He sells, you know, what he's doing. He's made millions by doing that and now being a boxer. He's making millions off that, but we shall see what happens with him if he gets in the ring with Tyson. If this happens, you know, it's supposed to be in July, but we shall see. But right now, we're going to get into a fantasy bout here, as we always have on the Show the Road Virtual Boxing Podcast. Today, it's going to be, as I mentioned earlier, former champion Chris Bird versus perennial contender in the 60s and 70s, Jerry Quarry. Should be a nice little event here. And as I always tell folks, wherever you listen to this podcast, whatever platform you're listening to, because a lot of people respond, be it on YouTube or my Nourished by History channel, or be it on sportshistorynetwork.com, wherever you listen to the program, leave your comments. And if you want to be a promoter, please suggest some fights you would like to see on this program, and I'll definitely put them on here. Not current fighters, but anyone from 2010 on back. But I do have some of the women fighters that are current. Also, I do have Devin Haney, Usyk, Tyson Fury, Joshua, Andy Ruiz, and some other folks. So there are a couple I do have. So yeah, but whatever fight you have, please become a promoter and go to my Patreon site. Look for Nourished by History, then look for Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast and become a Patreon, because we got to, you know, I got to get a new microphone. I got to get the lights going on here so we want to have the best equipment possible for this program. And just if you can donate $1 a month, that'd be really appreciated, but much, much more would be even better. And I'm hoping the Saudis are listening to this and maybe, hopefully, they will donate a ton of money to this program. Also, go to my Buy Me a Coffee site, look for Nourished by History, and look for Cyril DeRoe Virtual Boxing Podcast, and make a donation there, a contribution, $1 or more. It really helps. I'm really thankful in advance for those who will be doing that. But right now, we're going to get to our main event right here, Chris Bird versus Jerry Quarry. And the announcer is going to be the one and only, the inimitable, one and only. Man, do I have to say his name? I guess I will. You know, the one and only Knockout Nigel. And, you know, I know some folks have asked me about what happened to shoulder roll Steve. Well, he's on assignment. He'll be back around here, as well as some other folks. But Nigel's getting a lot of popularity here, so he's going to announce this event right now. So let's hear this on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Cheers. This is Knockout Nigel coming to you from the Los Angeles Forum. A crowd of 8,000 is here to support their hometown hero Jerry Quarry as he fights Chris Bird in a scheduled 10-rounder. Quarry is a hard puncher who cuts easily, while Bird is a slick boxer with terrific defensive skills. He may be too fast for Quarry. Quarry has had numerous cracks at garnering the heavyweight crown to no avail. Bird is a former heavyweight champion who has made many a chap look bad in the ring. This fight is on the 5-point must system. The judges are Mike Ortega, Jerry Roth, and Billy Costello. The referee will be Tony Perez, a real no-nonsense guy. He has given his instructions to the lads. They are waiting in their respective corners as the bell sounds for round one. I will take a little bubbly as the bout starts. Ring card girl, Natalie, has promised to join me for some bubbly when the second round begins. I sense a swelling of jealousy from my reporting colleagues at ringside. Quarry comes out fast and lands a combination for 5 points that buckled Bird's knees. Bird did not expect such a fast start from the usually cautious Quarry. Quarry has cut off the ring as he lands a 2-point left jab. Bird is pinned in the neutral corner. Quarry misses a right cross but scores with a 2-point left hook to the stomach. That shot brought a scream from Bird that can be heard all over the arena. Bird is dancing away, rubbing his right side. Bird's eyes appear to be watery. I think Quarry may have broken his ribs. Bird clinches. Out of the clinch, Quarry lands a 2-point right jab. Bird ducks a Quarry combo. Bird has his right arm at his side, protecting his ribs. His cornermen have a concerned look on their faces. They know their man is in trouble. Quarry misses with a left hook. He was aiming for that right side. Quarry is stalking Bird, bobbing and weaving. Bird throws a feeble left cross that Quarry backs away from. Quarry steps to his left and lands a huge left cross for 5 points that knocks Bird into his corner. Bird is covering up in his corner. Referee Perez is monitoring Bird's actions to see if he is ready to quit. Bird comes out of his covering shell and pushes Quarry back to ring center. Bird steps into Quarry to attempt to land a left cross. As he steps forward, Quarry pivots to the right and lands with a crushing right uppercut that knocks Bird flat on his back. Bird's arms are spread out on the mat. His corner men rush in to get their man. Perez saw there was no need to count and has declared Quarry the winner by knockout at 2:56 of the first round. I am buzzing after that knockout. That is the best uppercut I have seen since I started announcing matches in the States. The best uppercut I have ever seen thrown was one used by Anthony Joshua early in his career to knock a bloke out. Noise in this arena is deafening as the California crowd cheers their hometown boxer, Jerry Quarry. Quarry is beaming and jumping up and down for joy. He stops momentarily to check on Bird, who is on his feet now. Quarry gives Bird a kiss on the cheek, which causes Bird to smile. Boxers are warriors in the squared circle, but once the bouts are over, they are the best of friends. They share a special bond as athletes who give their blood and guts in the ring. I would like to... Wait a minute. Is that the ring card girl, Natalie? Drinking some bubbly with someone else at ringside? Who is that bloke? Why, it's that joker, Dougie Woogie, who has snuck into the arena without a ticket. I will return you to our Bangkok studio as I go over to have some strong words with him. This is Knockout Nigel. Cheers! Hey, you! Get away from the bubbly!
Oh, looks like we're going to have a second fight in the arena there, but... That was a quick one. Like I always say, you never know with these fights. You know, our last bout went the full 15. This one just lasted the first round. You never know. I just put the names in the computer, and I just see what happens. Whatever happens. But I hope you enjoyed that brief event. And I could actually see that happening. If there was a way we could get both of these fighters in some sort of time machine and have them fight at their peak. But Quarry was a tough guy. He was tough. The thing about him, he just didn't have the luck, really. And he also cut easily. That was the other thing. But I think he would have been a cruiserweight champion in this day and age. And as you know, Chris Bird was a cruiserweight first. He was a very, for heavyweight, he wasn't that big. He really wasn't that big. And he, you know, he won the championship, but he had a tough time with the bigger guys in the ring. But, you know, I hope you enjoyed that event. Hope you enjoyed that. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with the what Knockout Nigel's going to do to Dougie Woogie. I don't know if we can put that on here or not, but I'm sure there's someone there with a camera who will take pictures and get them back to me here in Bangkok. But I just am just so happy again that you tuned in today. This is a short one, but I hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to, before we get out of here, because this is all about fun. That's the main thing. I always try to tell folks, this is about fun. Don't take these matches seriously. They're what if. You know, if you're a boxing aficionado and you're listening to the program, you definitely are. I know you sit around and say, I wonder what happened if Muhammad Ali fought Mike Tyson. I know you do that. So this, you know, this is all this is about, having a good time. And I'm going to play right now. Speaking of fun, I'm going to do a little music here. I know I may get dinged by YouTube, but so what? Some people will hear this around the world. And what I'm talking about, I'm going to play a little bit of Bootsy Collins, Fun Is Your Thing, because that's what this show is. Fun is our thing on here. So let's hear this now on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. It's all about fun. That was Bootsy Collins. Fun Is Your Thing. And that was part one of that. But I hope you enjoyed that on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. But we're going to get ready to get out of here now. Hope you enjoyed our fight today, as well as the interviews in the comments by Oscar De La Hoya, Francis Ngannou, and also Anthony Joshua. Because we, you know, we have fun doing the fantasy fights. We also look at what's going on in the real world of boxing. And on our next show, we're going to have a featured as our fantasy fight. It's going to be in the featherweight division. It's going to be Salvador Sanchez versus Alex Aguayo. So check that out. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be exciting. You know, people forget that Aguayo was a featherweight before he became lightweight and junior lightweight. So check that out. And Salvador was just an amazing fighter. If you never saw him, look at Google him online. Just something. But it's going to be a great event here on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Again, this is your presenter, Greg Rashid, along with Knockout Nigel, still fighting it out in Los Angeles, also with Shoulder Roll Steve and their lovely Donna. I'm going to say go in love and go in peace. Help someone along the way. And when you wake up, hug yourself. Get up out of that bed. Hug yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I love myself. If you're sight impaired, get up. Hug yourself and say, I love myself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone. You can't do anything. And just use your, and just like fighters do, like athletes. And, you know, when you use creative visualization, you can, like, see what you want to do, what's going to happen, and make it happen. So make it happen in your life. Do something to better your community wherever you are. Be positive and, you know, have fun when you can. It's a serious world, but do what you can to make everything positive. And again, this is Greg Rashid. Go in love. Go in peace. We will see you next time on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in again to the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Please remember to comment on this podcast on whatever platform you listen to it on, and please consider becoming a promoter of the podcast. Thanks, and see you next time.